Thieves Talk. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fierce Talk. It's your host, Leah Ray, and this is episode 4. Today, we're talking about roadblocks in business and how to break through, how to keep moving through those roadblocks that you have, that you will ultimately have. It's unavoidable with any entrepreneur and anyone that is in business. You will come on to roadblocks that you, they may be emotionally, they may be financially, anything of that nature. So that's basically what we're going to talk about today, those type of roadblocks. When you come to roadblocks emotionally, in my business personally, my emotional roadblocks can be when my creativity isn't flowing, or I'm feeling discouraged, or I'm feeling down creatively. It can affect my business, and I understand that each person's business is different, and your emotional roadblock may not be that exactly. It may be children. It could be a boyfriend. You know, we know all as women that Jesus, when something is going wrong in our relationship, it is hard to work. When something is going wrong with our family or our children, it's almost impossible to work. So whatever your emotional roadblock may be, just fight through it. That's all I can say, is just fight through it. Get up, push yourself, keep going. Know that your business is all about you. Not all about you, but it is determined on all that you do, and you're willing to do the sacrifices that you're able to make. So emotionally, you have to push through. Take some me time. If it's setting up a system to where you're rewarded for your hard work, because as entrepreneurs, we forget to reward ourselves. People that work 9 to 5s, normally they get a check each week. It's not a reward, but it's something that makes them feel like, you know, I did a good job. I came here. I did what I had to do. I got paid for it. When you're an entrepreneur, your money flow can be different. You know, you may not get a sale this week. You may get tons of sales this week. You may not get a good revenue or a profit this month, and you may get a profit this month. So you may not get that reward each week or every 2 weeks letting you know, or that reassurance or that security. So you have to do other things. You have to set yourself up to do other things to reward yourself for your accomplishments. If it's vacation, if it's shopping, buying yourself something new, like I said, taking me time, go and get your nails done, a day at the spa, getting a massage, whatever it may be that you need to do as far as a reward system for yourself, think one up and implement it. Do it fast, do it quick, and make it a priority. Financially, these type of roadblocks, they will come. They come more so early on, but they're not inevitable in the long run when you're successful either. So just know that with the financial ones, no matter what it may be, prepare. Preparation is the greatest defeat towards any kind of financial roadblock. Preparation is what will get you through it. Have those safety nets set up. That's what I mean by preparation. Always have a fallback plan, whether it's another form of income, whether it is your little rainy day savings funds, whatever it is, make sure that you are putting up a safety net for yourself. One of your biggest safety nets is going to be knowing how to file your taxes, the proper way to file taxes, what forms to file. And I'm not just talking about those yearly taxes. I'm talking about those quarterly taxes that you should be filing. I'm talking about those forms that you don't hear much about. We will talk about in a segment from now. I'm talking about those forms that you want to make sure that you're filling out. Those will be ultimate safety nets for you as well. So basically, when it comes to financial roadblocks, when you do run into one, you won't be able to foresee it. You may not be able to do anything to help out the situation at the time. So my biggest recommendation for you is to seriously just make sure that you have some type of safety nets set up in these instances. That's really pretty much all you can do. Other roadblocks that we pretty much can come to in business, being that this is an internet world, this is a social media driven world, we run into sales fluctuations and social media fluctuations. And what I mean about, of course, sales fluctuations is, you know, like I said, I stated earlier this month, as entrepreneurs, your income can be different. You may have a good month where you're having tons of sales, everything's good, the profits are there, and then just the next month, everything may slow down. You may have a season, and then when you're out of season, things may be slower. Whatever it may be, you do have sales fluctuations, so you want to be prepared for that as well. Learn a pattern. After you've been in business so long, make sure that you are creating or not creating, make sure that you are paying attention to the pattern of when your business is more up and when your sales are more down. So you actually know what months that you want to prepare for in advance, if it's possible. Sometimes it may not be possible to set up these type of plans, but if it is possible and you are able to see a pattern at some point, or you're able to graph out your numbers and you're able to see your numbers and see what months you're doing this and what months you aren't doing it, then in that event, definitely I recommend in that event that you prepare. Once again, set up for those sales fluctuations, and those are the way to get through that. Social media fluctuations. This one, I am still working on myself, because it took me a while to get to 10,000 followers on my actual business page, and I am still inching up on that. So all I can tell you is that those of you who haven't reached that 10K yet, or you're trying to get over to that K, like they said, like most people say, you got to get that K behind you. Well, if you're trying to get to that K, all I can say is post frequently. Make sure you're posting on, if not daily, at least 2 to 3 times a week. Make sure that you are engaging with your audience, that some of your posts are making them interact with you. That is one of the biggest things that I've noticed, that interaction leads to more followers. Followers lead to more potential customers. Potential customer leads to sales. And also, make sure that when you're social media, that you every once in a while do a giveaway. I don't think that it's something that you should do all the time, and it's not something that you should definitely not do all the time, because people come expecting or waiting for the giveaways. But it's something that you should do when it's convenient to you, or something that you're interested in giving away. Do a giveaway. It brings in a lot of followers. It gets a lot of attention. Everybody loves giveaways. Everybody loves free stuff. So you can't go wrong with that. Also, last but not least, outside of doing your giveaways, on your social media, just make sure that you are keeping your page as user-friendly as possible. Me personally, I hate to go to someone's page and you have to comb through personal pics and, you know, pics of their food just to see their work. And me personally, I do think that if you have a business, your business page should be separate from your personal page. And that's just my personal opinion. I see many people who are able to still excel and succeed with the pages being crammed together, but me personally, I absolutely hate to go to someone's page and have to comb through to see their work. And two, I hate a private business page. We're going to the page to see your work, to see if we want to do business with you. I don't want to have to request you, wait for you to accept me. And, you know, I may have even forgotten about it at the time that you requested me, or by that time I may have found someone to do the job and you've missed the sale because your page was private. And that is just, I don't get it, but hey, to each his own. But those are my little gems that I can give you as an entrepreneur. And just stay active on your page. Stay active. I can definitely tell you the difference between me posting twice a month to me posting at least 2 to 3 times a week. The difference in interactions, my impressions have definitely went up. I do see a difference in website clicks, links, reaching out, and followers being followers that are hitting that button. So though, like I said, those are always good things. New followers lead to potential customers, and potential customers lead to sales. And as far as that, that's pretty much all that I have to say on that topic. Unexpected roadblocks will happen, but remember to just pray, keep your faith, and continue working through. Continue working through. You know what you're here to do. You know what your talent is, and just believe in that and work through. We won't be doing a child segment this week, unfortunately, because I did have a lot of work to do. It's homecoming season, so I didn't get around to actually doing my entertainment research. I am so sorry. I apologize to that to you guys that are definitely be looking for that segment, but we will have it up this week, and I will try to. It'll be a nice little sesh, because I'll cram in the stuff that I did miss this week and go ahead and do the new stuff as well for the next episode. So outside of that, I do have a business highlight. Of course, you know that I love to leave you guys with a black-owned business gem right here in Baton Rouge. If you are a plus-size girl, and not necessarily just plus-size, but she does specialize in plus-size. So if you are a plus-size girl and you're looking to be styled, because all the time we don't really have our vision fully laid out, or we don't really know where we want to go when it comes to event time and our fashion and styling ourselves. And sometimes we need somebody to help us, and she's the perfect girl for the job. In your next event, prom, homecomings, birthdays, all that good stuff, she's available for personal shopping as well, not just styling. So please, for your next event, keep her in mind. Her company's name is Dolled by Dollface, owned and ran by At Doll by Doll Face, is where you can find her on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. It's At Doll by Doll Face, personal shopper and plus size stylist. Follow and support, you guys, and tell her you heard it on Fierce Talk. And just to wrap the show up, you guys, thank you guys for tuning in. And don't forget to follow me on social media. I have changed my social media handle. It is now At I Am Leah Ray with 2 E's. I told you guys that I was kind of still trying to figure out what it was going to be. So I didn't know I didn't want to stamp it. But even though I have been tagging it in my latest episodes. So I think I finally got it, and I think I'm okay with this one. So At I Am Leah Ray is my new Instagram handle. Once again, follow me there and check out my YouTube channel, Leah Ray, Ray with 2 E's. And until next time.
I said what I said.